Lam, and also the missions committee and the church members for reaching out to invite us to come to share the Word of God with you from our own experience as missionaries working in Northern Quebec among Canada's First Peoples. 當我們未來之前，我們只是在電話和電子郵件那裡聯絡，很多弟兄姊妹的面都未見過。我們收到這個邀請的時候都覺得，我們都不認識那裡的教會的弟兄姊妹，也都不認識牧師，我們很陌生，我們都不知道好不好去。When we received the invitation, we felt reluctant and we didn't know anybody from this church congregation. And also because of the distance to travel this far to come to meet with you. 但是当我们今早在机场一出闸，发现原来那个接待我们的姊妹是我们几年前已经认识的，但一直只是看那些通讯，就是说Nancy会接你去她家里住，我们不知道谁是Nancy。When we came out from the garbage, the baggage pardon, from the baggage claim, and we were shocked because during all the previous communication through phone calls and email, and we were informed that Sister Nancy is going to host us and to allow us to stay in her home, and we said we don't know nobody at Pacific Grace in this church here. We all these are new people and strangers, but when we walk out through the gate, lo and behold, Nancy, we knew her a few years back. So right away, we just felt comfort and confidence that we are among friends. 我感謝神祂的帶領和安排，當我們一出閘見到你，都是等我們出閘迎接我們的就是Nancy姊妹，原來我們幾年前已經認識的。 所以来到大家当中，也都不可以说是陌生了，因为都有主内的弟兄姊妹，都是跟我们都是有联系，也都是认识。我们都觉得是很谦卑，也都很荣幸，能够来到将我们所经历的东西来到向你分享。当然我们不是说做到很多伟大，好 激烈的事，只是见到神的恩典在我们身上是卑微和完全人那里来到彰显出来。 We just thank the Lord that God allowed us to have the opportunity to serve Him, even though we are not well known. We haven't done a lot of great and mighty things for the Lord, but all we can do is to just to come and share with you what we learn and what we experience, how we see the hand of God moving in our lives and using us in that capacity to be in a cross-cultural situation to minister to Canada's First Peoples. And when you gave us the invitation, you also asked about, what about your wife? Will she be able to come and help us and work with the children in the Sunday school? And so here she is. Her name is Frida. 当我们接触这个邀请的时候，差传组就说，师母可不可以来啊？佢可唔可以帮手系带领啲儿童聚会响主学嘅工作上？咁所以佢亦都嚟到我哋当中。Maybe some of you gonna laugh. Reverend Hall, where's your iPad? I'm bringing an old-fashioned machine to come here. It's huge. The scripture reading was done by the service leader and was based on the Gospel of John chapter 20, from reading from verse 21 to the 23rd. 我们今晚要跟大家弟兄姊妹分享的就是使命意象。We are going to be sharing with you the message, the Great Commission and Vision for the Church. 使命 the Great Commission, 意象 the Vision for the Church. 让我们低头祈祷 Let us pray. Loving Lord Heavenly Father, we just pause at this moment as we come together, we have presented ourselves to you and we offer ourselves as living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to you for your service. 慈悲的天父上帝，我们来到面前，我们谦卑敬奉，在你面前屈膝低头，求你都使用我们，好叫我们成为一个献上的活的活祭，能够成为一个被你使用的器皿。我们多谢赞美你，我们能够这几天的时间能够在主里面来到学习，来到分享，给我们能够知道这个世界是好像庄稼，好像禾秆禾草是已经熟等待收割。 We thank you Father that as we come and prepare our hearts to learn about the great commission of our Lord Jesus Christ so that we can open our eyes and see the world, people that are lost, they are just like the harvest field, ready and ripe unto harvest. 父啊，我们求你都打动我们的心，好让我们听到信息，不是说就这样就白白的离去，好让我们能够接受你的话语，你的挑战，好让我们能够委身来到将我们的生命献上，来到侍奉你。 Father,Touch our lives as we come and listen to your word so that we will humble ourselves and as we listen to your word that we will surrender so that we will be able to follow your will and reach out to the lost and bring souls to your kingdom. 奉主耶稣的圣名 in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 耶稣对他们说愿你们平安。父怎样差遣了我，我也照样差遣你们。说了这话，他就向他们吹口气，说：你们受圣灵，你们赦免谁的罪，谁的罪就赦免了；你们留下谁的罪，谁的罪就留下了。Then Jesus said to them again, "Peace to you, as my Father has sent me, even so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them.And said to them, Receive the Holy Spirit, of whomever sins you remit, they are remitted to them, of whomever sins you retain, they are retained. 基督的大使命呢，我们亦都可以称为一个大遗命。当我看到这个差传的手册的时候呢，就知道应该亦都可以讲是一个大遗漏。Sometimes we say, you are forgetful folk. 你真的很善忘了。Everything we told you, you keep forgetting. 我们讲给你听，你成日都忘记的。那主耶稣给我们教会弟兄姊妹的大使命，是不是我们很多时口讲，但是心没去做呢？When the Lord Jesus gave the Great Commission to the church, we give him lip service. We say, yes, Lord, but in our heart, we have no idea to obey him. So the Great Commission, in the end, the result becomes a great omission. 基督的大使命就变成了一个大违背、大违命或者大违漏。See, we are playing on words, commission or omission. Sometimes we sin by committing a sin, but sometimes we sin by omitting to do God's will. 我们很多时候犯罪呢，不是因为一定是我们做错了某一样东西，有时候我们违背了或者忘记了去做神的旨意。So making Christ's mission our mission. This is the purpose why we are here.让耶稣基督的使命成为我们的使命，这个就是我们今晚在这里在座的弟兄姊妹坐在这里崇拜和来到领受的原因。不是因为 何恩乐牧师在这个原住民那里做宣教，在那里差传来到和你分享。You're sitting here not because you want to come to listen to Reverend Hall, because he's the first Chinese or Chinese Canadian that went over to work among Canada's Aboriginal people so that he can come to teach you something. 不是因为这样的缘故，而是因为我们想将耶稣基督的使命成为我们的使命。We are going to make Christ's mission our mission. 如果不是因为这样的缘故呢，我们根本就不需要在这里来崇拜，来到聚会了。If it is not for this one and only one purpose, there's no need for us to spend this weekend here. 《The lesser known Great Commission according to the Gospel of John》，因为这个约翰福音所记载这几个经文呢，是很多时候我们所引述大使命呢，我们很多时候都流遗的。因为我们通常是讲到马太福音第28章19、20节。Many times when we refer to the Great Commission of Jesus Christ, we just skip over the Gospel of John because it's only a few verses. But we focus more on Matthew chapter 28, verse 19 and verse 20. So Jesus Christ said, As the Father has sent me, even so I send you.主耶稣基督说，父怎样差遣了我，我也照样差遣你们。So Jesus Christ is the great example of a live demonstration of foreign mission in action. 耶稣基督是一个以身作则的外国宣教士。我们为什么会这样想呢？ Why do we think that? Jesus Christ will not ask us to do anything that he himselfwould not do personally, because he lives by example. 耶稣基督是不会要求我们做任何的事情，是他自己本人不会亲自做的。他必定是要以身作则。You know, sometimes it's so easy to tell people to do this, do that, and us not setting the example. 很多时候我们做长辈或者做父母的，经常叫那些儿女或者下一代，你做这样做那样做那样，但我们只是凭口讲，但我们没有实例，我们不行得出来。So Jesus Christ was sent by the Father. 耶稣基督是被父差遣。He's the Son of God, but he was sent by the Father. 他是上帝的独生子，但他是被父神所差遣的。In the same manner, we are sent by Christ.以同样的方式，我们是被基督来到差遣。In Hebrews chapter 3 verse 1, Jesus Christ was called the apostle. 希伯来书第三章第一节，那里称耶稣基督为使者。The word apostle in the Greek language simply means one who is sent. It is equivalent to the modern day term missionary.使徒这个字呢，在希腊文里面呢 ,apostolos, 这个字呢，在希腊语呢是被差者，这解就是相当于现代的宣教士这个名词。So Jesus Christ was our apostle. He was also the missionary who came from a far country called heaven. 耶稣基督是我们的使徒。他是一个宣教士，他是来自一个遥远的家乡，称为天堂。So, the missionary movement did not start with the pioneers in the 19th century. 这个宣教运动不是因为19世纪那些宣教士的开拓人，他们开一条的路径来到发扬这个宣教运动。And cross-cultural ministry is an integral part of discipling people of all nations. 这个跨越文化的宣教事工呢，是必然的本质。And we are commissioned to reach every tongue and tribe with the gospel. 每一种语言和群族都是大使命的对象。 咁讲到呢个差传同宣教嘅事工咧，好容易我哋就谂到呢啲响主里边劳苦，佢哋做开荒嘅工作，嚟到系将福音带到好多世界好多嘅角落嘅国家里边。When we think about the missionary movement, we can refer to pioneers of modern day Christian mission. We can name a few. 我哋可以实例举例，有好多知名嘅宣教士同传道人。William Carey, from 1761 to 1834, he was a missionary to India. 呢个 William Carey 咧系1761至1834年，佢系去到印度呢个半岛嗰度嚟到做差传嘅事工。And if you study the history of the time when William Carey was called to do overseas missions, he faced a steep opposition because when he tried to convince the ministers of the churches to follow and obey the Great Commission, and they responded, if God, there was a minister of the church said, if God want to save the heathen, he can do it without you, gentlemen. Sit down. 咁喺呢个 William Carey 佢做传道嘅时候咧，佢好对呢个大使命咧好有负担。佢周围同人分享，咁佢有一次咧一个牧师传道嘅同工会嗰度咧，佢去分享同埋鼓励啲教会嘅领导嚟到去遵行大使命。咁有一个老前辈嘅长辈嘅传道人话：青年啊，如果上帝要拯救呢啲未信嘅外邦人，上帝可以唔需要用你嘅，坐低停口，唔好再讲。But nothing stopped William Carey because he was burned with this vision. He has to obey the commission. He has to go to the ends of the world to bring the gospel to the lost. 但冇人能够禁止同阻止呢个 William Carey， 因为佢个心灵里面好似火燃烧着，佢有一个渴慕呢个心，系将呢个福音传到地极，向啲世界沉沦嘅人嚟到将耶稣嘅拯救去传俾佢哋。There's David Livingstone, missionary to Africa.Sometimes we think Africa quite exotic. There are all kinds of wildlife and animals. 呢个 David Livingstone 咧，佢系向非洲大陆嚟到差传。咁有阵时我哋谂下，非洲都几好多各种嘅奇形怪物嘅动物同雀鸟嘅，都几 challenge 喎，去嗰度探险啊！咁我哋都好熟悉另一位嘅宣教士，叫做 Robert Morrison， 佢系去到中国传福音同埋翻译圣经嘅。Robert Morrison became a missionary to China 200 years ago， and he was gifted in translating the Bible into our Chinese language。Hudson Taylor， I'm sure most of you know Hudson Taylor， 戴德生牧师，佢系嚟到中国嚟到宣教传福音俾我哋中国人。This is what the Hudson Taylor said: If I have 1,000 lives, I am going to give them all to serve the Chinese people。呢个 Hudson Taylor 戴德生嘅话，如果我有千条命，我愿意奉献俾中国人，为中国人嚟到服侍佢哋，去传福音俾佢哋。当我预备呢个信息嘅时候咧，我就发觉到有一个传道叫做 Reginald Heber， 佢去到呢个印度嗰度差传。I came across Reginald Heber. He went to India to be missionary to bring the gospel to the continent of India. I didn't know much about him， 我唔系几认识佢。 但是当我越来到去考察去再看，原来我们个个都认识他。The more I study and learn about Reginald Heber, then I, all of a sudden I found he's not a stranger. We should all know him. 我们很多时候都唱圣哉圣哉圣哉。We sing a hymn, Holy, Holy, Holy. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. 我们唱圣哉圣哉圣哉。原来个主笔作这首诗歌的这个传道呢，就是 Reginald Heber。但我们有没有想到作这首圣诗这个宣教士是去到印度那里来到差传呢？ How many of us thought about Reginald Heber that wrote that song, Holy, Holy, Holy? He was used by God as a missionary. He went all the way to the continent of India. We sing his hymn.But we don't know it. We don't know that he was a missionary. 我们唱这首圣哉圣哉的圣诗，但我们很少联系到想到原来这个作者这个主笔是一个宣教士，去到印度这个半岛来传福音。Now, go back a little bit further from the 19th century to the 50th.And the 16th century. 我们再退一步，再走回遥远的历史，去到15和16世纪。The Moravians. The movement was started by church leaders like John Huss. And he was the first martyr of the Moravian church. He was burned on the stake. 这个 Moravian, 这个的嘅復興運動呢、这個宣教運動咧，其中一個創辦人咧 ，John Huss， 因為佢信主耶穌基督，信奉主耶穌基督，佢要傳揚福音，係佢俾迫害同埋俾綁住個木柱嗰度焚燒燒死嘅。Even though people at that time could not accept the idea of reaching out to the lost, to the heathen.They persecuted the believers, but they could not quench that fire revival. The Moravians keep going out to bring the gospel to the heathen, to the lost. 虽然这些 Moravian 的信徒呢是有一个负担和火热传福音，也受到好当时的社会和教会的迫害，亦都将他们来到屠杀，但是这样是没有阻止到这些 Moravian 的信徒的弟兄姊妹呢是将福音带到啲遥远嘅地方，啲未信主嘅民族。The Moravians came all the way from Europe, crossed the ocean to America, and they reached out to the North American Indian people. 咁呢啲 Moravians 嚟到北美咧，就已经将福音带到嚟北美嗰度。Another Moravian, David Nitschmann.He's one of the early Moravian missionaries. 神亦都大大使用另外一个 Moravian 的宣教士 David Richman. Sinzendorf is quite well-known church leader of the Moravian revival. 这个 Sinzendorf 是 Moravian 这个复兴运动一个好被人尊崇的领袖。He preached to people of many nations. He didn't just preach to the people in Europe that have white skin or fair skin. He preached to people of many nations. 他向很多不同的种族和国家的人种来传福音。And the more I research and study, I was so impressed. The Moravians, one of them, MariaBillbury went all the way to the east coast of Canada and brought the gospel to the Inuit or the Eskimo at Nain, Labrador in the 1700s. Blow up my mind. They came all the way to the New World to reach the people that didn't know about Jesus. 这个 Moravian 的 信徒咧嚟到加拿大东岸呢、这个 Labrador 嗰度，同啲爱斯基摩或者而家称做 Inuit 嘅土人嚟到传福音。That was the 1700s， 18世纪嘅时候已经福音已经传到咁多嘅地方。What about the Mennonites? What about the Mennonites? Now, even though Menno Simon was not the sole person, the only person that was responsible for starting the Mennonite church, but we attribute it to him because it's more easy to call Mennonites than call you Simonite. You may think about a suitcase. So, Mennonites, because you want to follow the vision and the dream of this Christian man of God that believe in the reaching out to the lost. Samuel and Susanna Hori, the first General Conference missionaries of Mennonites that arrived Oklahoma City on May 1880. 这对夫妇呢是门诺会的很早期的宣教士，就去到 Oklahoma 市那里来到向那里的人传福音。Edmund G. Kaufman, he followed his father's footsteps, became a missionary, and went to serve in China. But he was the president of Bethel College.Edmund Kaufman 亦都是一个门诺会的宣教士，他践踏他的跟着他的父亲 的足迹，是去到中国做宣教和差传的工作。他放弃了在美国这个 Bethel College 的 President 这个院长的职位去做宣教士。那有对姊妹呢 Rhoda and Ruth Ressier,They were daughters of the first Mennonite foreign missionary, Jacob A. Ressler. They went and served in Japan from 1949 to 1974. 有对姊妹呢就去到日本那里宣教。他们的父亲呢也都是一个宣教士。And that's Johanne and Margaretta Friesen, the first Mennonite brethren missionaries that went to India. 咁亦都有对夫妇咧 ，Johanne 同 Margaretta Friesen， 佢哋好早期门诺弟兄会嘅宣教士去到印度嚟到差传。You should all know those already. That's part of your history and your heritage. Talking to Reverend Lam and found out that there are different Mennonite believers and groups. So, Mennonite brethren, and most of you are here. So, you should be the one that should be telling me about your history and your heritage. 调转来讲，应该是我坐在那里听你们讲翻门诺会的宣教事迹和差传的事工。Back to the theme, as the Father has sent me, even so I send you. 回到个主题到，父怎样差遣了我，我也照样差遣你们。God has only one son, and he became a missionary. 上帝只有一位独生子，他成为一个宣教士。You know, sometimes in the Chinese family, when the parents find out that their child, if there's an only child that finished college or university and then commit his life to go on to the Christian ministry and become missionary,The parent would say, there's so many things you could have done. We raised you up. We have all the dreams and aspirations for you. you should become a doctor or a lawyer or a school teacher, whatever. Why would you become a preacher or a missionary?
我哋中國人嘅做父母嘅咧，尤其是如果個家庭裏面只有一個獨生子，供書教學養到佢大，讀完 college 讀完大學，然後呢個青年人佢奉獻自己做差傳嘅事工嘅時候，父母梗係好遺憾。我哋花咁多心血養育你，咁多期望，希望你咧出人頭地啊，做醫生好，做律師好，做教師好，都做一份好嘅事業。點解你去做傳道人捱窮啊
？Many time parents had a hard time to see their children sacrificing the future in order to obey God's will to do ministry。
我哋中國人父母咧好多好唔贊成，同埋或者會反對啲兒女咧係踏上呢個侍奉同差傳呢條路嘅。
Everybody expect their children to make a lot of money。
父母希望兒女咧出人頭地成名賺大錢。
God has only one son。上帝只有一個獨生子。What did he become？
佢做咩事工呢
？He became a missionary。
耶稣基督成为一个宣教士。
So being a missionary, Jesus Christ was involved in a cross-cultural ministry like any missionary。
And 作为一个宣教士咧，耶稣基督就好似其他嘅宣教士一样，参与一个跨越文化嘅事工。點解我會咁講呢 ？Why do I say that？
因為耶穌基督離開一個遙遠嘅家鄉，佢從天上嚟到地上。So Jesus Christ became a missionary who involved in a cross-cultural ministry。
Why?
Because he left his home, far away country called heaven. He's a grand example of a missionary.
耶稣基督是一个宣教士，一个伟大的榜样，出以身作职，他亲身来到示范给我们看。
今天晚上我们不单止是要看差传这个大使命，我们也都去看到一个异象，差传的异象。 Tonight we're going to look at the Great Commission given to us by Jesus Christ, but also we're going to look at the vision that Jesus Christ has for our church.
箴言书第29章第18节第一段这么讲，没有异象民就放肆。
I like the English version. In Proverbs chapter 29, verse 18, the first part, it says, Where there is no vision, the people perish.
Now, even though some versions translate, Where there's no vision, the people will be confused or without restraint.
But I still prefer the translation from the Authorized or the King James Version. And tonight we sang a song, People need the Lord, people need the Lord. At the end of broken dreams, He's the open door. When will we realize people need the Lord?
我们今晚已经唱了这首诗歌，世人是需要主耶稣，因为他们的生命是破碎。但是主耶稣是一个敞开了个门，我们几时才会发现到世人是需要主耶稣呢？
我们今晚已经唱了这首歌， We already sang that song. And the Bible said in Proverbs 29, verse 18, Without, where there's no vision, or without a vision, people perish.
没有异象呢，不单止民就放肆， 民就会灭亡，是沉沦。So this is why we have the Great Commission. We believe in the Great Commission, and we want to hear about the Great Commission. But we also need to have a vision, a vision, the same vision that Jesus Christ has, the same vision that He has for the lost. 不单止我们要来到听大使命，来到遵行大使命，我们亦都要有主耶稣基督他自己亲自的托付，就是他所看到的异象和使命，亦都跟主耶稣一样看到这个异象。因为没有异象呢，不单止民就放肆，没有异象呢，民就会沉沦，就会丧失。 Without a vision, people perish. They are lost into eternity. 他们就会永远灭亡沉沦。In the Gospel of St. John, chapter 4, verse 35, 约翰福音第四章第三十五节。Do you not say, it is yet 4 months, and the harvest comes? Behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes, and look on the fields, for they are white to harvest already. 耶稣基督这样讲，你们岂不说，到收割的时候还有四个月吗？我告诉你们，举目看田观看，庄稼已经熟了，可以收割了。Do you have a vision for the lost? 你对失丧的灵魂有没有全福音的异象呢？ So what do you see? You see the grain in the field.White unto harvest, golden. But do you see the way Jesus see it? 你见到和田的麦在风里吹荡，见到金黄色发白，还是你好像主耶稣见到失丧的灵魂等待拯救呢？And when Jesus Christ looked at humanity, 当主耶稣基督看到世人的时候呢， He saw them as souls ripe for the harvest. 当主耶稣看到睇到世人，睇见世人的时候呢，他只有看到那些是人的灵魂，是失丧的灵魂，就好像田里面的麦子成熟，是等待收割一样。 What do you see when you look around and see people?当你看到世人，你看到什么呢？就好像刚才首歌所唱， People need the Lord. 人是需要来到得着主。Now we're going to continue the theme, not only on mission, but also the vision that Christ has for the church. 我们继续来到看到大使命的异象。In Acts chapter 10, Peter's vision was a call to reach people of a different race. Acts chapter 10, from verse 11 to verse 16. And he saw the heaven opened, and a certain vessel, like a sheet, coming down to him, being bound at the four corners and let down to the earth, in which were all the four-footed animals of the earth.And the wild beasts, and the reptiles, and the birds of the heaven. And a voice came to him saying, Rise, Peter, kill and eat. But Peter said, Not so, Lord, for I have never eaten anything that is common or unclean. And the voice spoke to him again the second time, What God has made clean, you do not call uncommon. And this happened 3 times.And the vessel was received up again into heaven. 在《使徒行传》第十章第十一节到十六节，经文记载咁话：看见天开了，有一物降下，好像一块大布，捆着四角睡在地上，里面有地上各样四足的走兽和昆虫，并天上的飞鸟。 又有声音向他说：彼得，起来，宰了吃。彼得却说：主啊，这是不可的。凡俗物和不洁净的物，我从来没有吃过。第二次有声音向他说：神所洁净的，你不可当作俗物。这样一年三次，那物随即收回天上去了。Peter's vision was a call to rich people of a different race or different culture.
彼得得着的异象呢，是要去传福音给异族人或者外邦人。
What God has made clean, you do not call common.
神所洁净的，你不可以当作俗物。上帝不是说叫彼得去找各种不同的山禽野兽汁来到汤了来到煮一大餐，我现在去吃了。
God did not tell Peter just to go and look for all these exotic animals and go and slaughter them and bring back and kill and make a big banquet.
神是藉着这个异象呢，来到去提醒彼得，这个大使命呢，是要我们传福音给万民听。
This vision is God's way to remind Peter.Of the great commission of Jesus Christ is to go and bring the gospel to the nations of the world.
跟住我哋睇保罗嘅异象， we're going to look at Paul's vision. Paul's vision was a call to introduce the gospel to the continent of Europe.
Acts chapter 16, verse 9 and verse 10. And a vision appeared to Paul in the night.A certain man of Macedonia stood begging him, saying, Come over into Macedonia and help us. And after he saw the vision, we immediately tried to go to Macedonia, gathering that the Lord has called us in order to preach the gospel to them.
保罗得的异象呢，是要我们将福音推广传到欧洲那里。使徒行传第十六章第九节到第十节，在夜间有异象言语保罗，有一个马其顿人站着求他说：请你过到马其顿来帮助我们。保罗既看见这异象，我们随即想要往马其顿去，以为神召我们传福音给那里的人听。
The stranger is still calling right now.Today, this moment,
这个陌生人今天晚上这个时刻仍然是向我们呼求呼喊。
Come over and help us. 请你过来帮助我们。
He's still calling out for us to help, to come and bring the gospel, to come and bring the message of salvation. 这个陌生人今天晚上这个时刻仍然继续向我们呼喊呼求，请过来帮助我们，请过来将福音带到给我们听，请你将得救的信息传扬给我们。
跟着我们看摩西的异象， We're going to look at Moses' vision. Moses' vision was a call to free the people from bondage.
摩西得的异象呢，是叫人从奴役里面得释放。
Exodus chapter 3 and verse 10, And now go, and I will send you to Pharaoh, that you may bring forth my people, the sons of Israel, out of Egypt.
出埃及记第三章第十节，故此我要打发你去见法老，使你可以将我的百姓以色列人从埃及领出来。
God is saying, let my people go.
上帝仍然是这样来到讲述给我们听，将我的百姓领出来，
将他们从罪恶的捆绑到领出来。God is still telling us to go and set his people free. Let my people go. Set them free. 将他们百姓从罪恶捆绑到领出来，给他们得自由。Next, we're going to look at Isaiah's vision. 我们跟着看以赛亚德的异象。Isaiah's vision was a call to go. G-O, go. 以赛亚德的异象呢，就是被神所差遣的意思。Isaiah chapter 6, verse 8, And I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send? And who will go for us?Then I said, Here am I, send me. 以赛亚书第六章第八节，我又听见主的声音说，我可以差遣谁呢？谁肯为我们去呢？我说，我在这里，请差遣我。我在这里，请差遣我。Here am I, send me.Here am I, send me. 我在这里，请差遣我。Habakkuk's vision was a call to make sure that the vision was clearly visible to all. 哈巴谷所得的异象呢，是确保异象让众人都清晰可见。You know, sometimes when we talk about vision among the believers and the Christian church, we talk about it, but we are not sure because we have a fuzzy idea about what vision is. 我们很多时候教会的信徒和弟兄姊妹讲到得异象，但我们都是很蒙查查的。我只是讲我们要得神给我们的异象，但我们根本就不知道是什么东西。咁但系哈巴谷书嗰度咧讲，我哋得嘅异象咧系要清晰到众人都可以望见，连嗰个跑步嘅人跑紧都能够望见。The vision that God gave to Habakkuk emphasized that a vision need to be clearly visible, so that everybody can see it, and even though they are running on foot.Can still see the vision. 我们需要有一个 clear cut vision. 我们需要很清清晰晰清楚地看到这个异象。不单只是讲，不单只是听，我们真的要清清楚楚能够看得到。We need to be able to see it clearly. Not just an idea, not just something we believe in, something that we talk about, but we need to be able to see it clearly with our spiritual eyes.Our spiritual understandings. In Habakkuk chapter 2 and verse 2, Jehovah answered me and said, Write the vision and make it plain on the tablets that he who reads it may run with it. Habakkuk 书第二章第二节，上帝他对我说，将这默示或者异象明明的写在板上，使读的人容易读。I hope thatGod is going to make this vision about reaching the lost clearer and clearer and clearer during the next few days here. 我希望上帝能够将这个差传的使命和意象很清楚清晰地让各位弟兄姊妹在接下来这几天能够亲自地来到看到来到听闻来到接触到。Write the vision and make it plain.将这默示或者异象明明的写在板上，使读的人容易读，使读的人容易睇见。We need to open our eyes， 擘大嘅眼睛嚟睇呢个异象。Paul was obedient and faithful to the heavenly vision.使徒保罗忠诚地顺从天上来的异象。Acts chapter 26 and verse 19. After this, he said, King Agrippa, I did not disobey the heavenly vision. 使徒行传26章19节，使徒保罗这么讲，阿基伯王啊，我故此没有违背那从天上来的异象。 Paul said, I did not disobey the heavenly vision. 使徒保罗讲，我没违背到，我有持守到，贯彻始终，我没违背。 I did not disobey the heavenly vision. The Great Commission or the Great Omission. 基督的大使命，或称大遗命，或者大漏弊，大怎样讲啊？大遗忘 ，forgetful， making Christ's mission our mission. This is very important for this conference. To make Christ's mission our mission, 让基督的使命成为我们的使命。Do you see the world in the same way Christ would see it? 你有没有让基督的使命成为你们的使命？基督的使命成为我们的使命。And also, we need to make Christ's vision our vision, to make Christ's vision your vision, 让基督的意象成为我们的意象，成为你们的意象。让我们低头祈祷。 Let's bow our heads. Loving Lord Heavenly Father, we humble ourselves before you. 天父上帝慈悲的主，我们在你面前谦卑顺服。Forgive us, O God, because many times we say with our mouths, but we have not obeyed with our heart. 天父啊，饶恕赦免我们的罪，因为很多时候我们口讲，但是心是没有遵从。And during this weekend, help us not only to hear about your voice, but that we will clearly see the vision of Jesus Christ for the church.嚟紧呢个嘅周末，呢个宣教差传嘅大会，让我哋唔单止听到你自己嘅声音，你嘅大使命，亦都俾我哋有呢个心，愿意遵从你到顺服，你到行出嚟。And Father, we ask from among this congregation and church that you raise up men and women who follow the footsteps of those heroes of the faith that blaze the trail before us.天父，让我们都模仿那些信心的伟人，他们在前几个世代都愿意来到离乡别井，去到遥远的角落，将福音带到不同的种族、不同的语言的人当中。 Father, we believe that among people here, whether they are young or old, that you begin to call them outto allow them to hear the call of God so that they will make a commitment. 在座当中的我们相信有弟兄姊妹，无论他们是年长或者年幼的，你会呼召和呼唤他们，好叫他们也有一个回应，是愿意走上这条奉献的道路，愿意来到献身，来到走这个 宣教差遣 的路径，来到将福音带到万邦万民。 Father, we just humble ourselves before you, 符合我们谦卑顺服在你面前。 Help us, 帮助我们 so that we can be useful and fruitful for your kingdom and for the work of God. 好像我们在神你的角度，你的事工上，不单止有份，亦都成为能够在发出很多的属灵的果子。 Father, we love you and we thank you. 天父，我们爱你，我们都多谢你， because we know that you are going to fulfill your will in our lives. 我们相信你的旨意是会在我们身上来成就。 Father, in Jesus' name we ask. 我们奉主耶稣基督得胜的名祈求，阿们。 都将这个聚会的时间交回给主。